The marketplace bustled with the chatter of merchants, the clatter of hoofs, and the sharp calls of buyers haggling over olives and fabrics. Amid the noise, a young woman named Julia carefully counted her coins, her hands trembling, not from the cold, but from the weight of a promise that she had made. Months ago, she'd pledged to lend her savings to a fellow matron whose family had fallen on hard times. The loan had not been recorded in any ledger, notarized by any magistrate, only in her word. As she approached the woman's stall, she hesitated. What if her trust was misplaced? But then, as if brushing her shoulder with invisible fingers, she felt the presence of Fides, the Roman goddess of trust and loyalty. Fides whispered not in words, but in the quiet confidence that some promises, made with integrity, they carry their own protection. Julia handed over her coins with her heart steady. The other woman's eyes brimmed with tears, and in the fleeting moment, both felt the unshakable bond of faith and honor. Around them, life moved on, but in that exchange, trust had woven a thread between hearts that could not be undone, a thread guided by the unseen hand of Fides. Fides is one of Rome's oldest and essential deities. She is the personification of trust, loyalty, moral integrity, and fidelity. Unlike the gods of storms or even love, Fides governs the quiet, the unseen forces that hold society together, the sanctity of oaths, the honor of promises, and the sacred bonds that link humans to one another and to the divine. Fides is inseparable from Roman virtue, particularly pietas, the duty owed to family, gods, and country, and dignitas, the integrity and moral authority of one's character. Her protection extended not just to individuals, but to Rome itself, ensuring that agreements with allies were kept, ensuring that oaths were honored, and that society remained stable. In essence, she embodies the idea that trust is the invisible architecture of civilization. Fides was worshipped across Rome, but her principal sanctuary stood on the Capitoline Hill, close to Jupiter's temple. This location symbolized that trust and integrity were under divine oversight. Her temple was founded traditionally in 254 BCE, soon after the First Punic War, at a time when Rome sought to solidify its identity and reliability in both domestic and foreign affairs. Rituals for Fides were solemn and dignified rather than ornate. Roman magistrates would ride in covered chariots to her temple. Hands would be wrapped in white cloth to symbolize purity of intention. They offered her grain, doves, or simple bread, and they invoked her through the symbolic gesture of dextrorum junctio, the clasped right hands representing political alliances, marriage vows, and personal integrity. Coins and art depicting her clasped hands reminded Romans that Fides was not abstract. Her presence had tangible consequences. Fides was especially important for senators, magistrates, soldiers, diplomats, married couples, and ordinary citizens whose social and legal standing relied on integrity. To lose Fides was to lose one's social identity and their credibility. Imagine stepping into Roman society where the entire weight of your future, your livelihood, your marriage, your safety rests not on paperwork, not on signatures, not on credit scores or legal fine print, but on the invisible moral presence of a goddess. Fides was more than a deity. She was the living glue of Roman daily life. Every handshake between merchants in the forum, every loan agreed upon between families, every promise whispered between lovers, every vow exchanged in marriage, every oath sworn by a soldier placing his life in another man's hands, these were all acts under her protection. In the Roman world, your name and your reputation were a contract. If you borrowed money from a neighbor, it was Fides who governed that trust. If you pledged to support a patron in exchange for protection, Fides held you to it. When two men clasped right hands to seal an agreement, the Romans believed the goddess herself took witness. Without her, society could unravel. With her, even complex networks of alliances, business deals, and military loyalties held fast. If you traveled to a Roman courtroom, the presence of Fides would feel almost physical. Faces stern, togas immaculate, witnesses positioned before the magistrate, yet there is something deeper swirling beneath the legal argument, the sense that truth itself is not merely a civic expectation, but a sacred duty. To commit perjury wasn't simply to mislead a judge, it was to offend a goddess. False testimony was considered an assault on the very spiritual fabric that kept Rome in balance. The witness who lied didn't just risk punishment in this life, he risked divine displeasure, social ruin, and the erosion of his personal fides, a loss more devastating than any fine. Imagine a man standing before the court, the forum buzzing outside. Sweat gathers under his tunic. His testimony could have saved a friend, or even condemned him. The magistrate's eyes lock onto his, but it's not the magistrate that he fears. It's the quiet goddess who watches unseen, the one whose temple sits high on the Capitoline Hill. Fides. In Rome, to lie in court wasn't just to lie to the judge. It was to lie before the goddess, and the Romans believed that she would remember. In every legal decision, the expectation of truth was not just a procedural convenience. It was a sacred obligation to the divine order that upheld Rome itself. Now imagine zooming out, away from the forum, beyond the Senate, higher than the walls of Rome, into the Roman understanding of the universe. The gods and mortals existed in a delicate relationship known as the Pax Deorum, or the Peace of the Gods. It was not peace in the emotional sense, but a cosmic contract, a mutual agreement. Humans honored the gods, and the gods supported Rome. Within this fragile balance, Fides played a central and a terrifying role. If people kept their promises, if treaties were honored, if vows were upheld, if loyalty held fast, then the divine order stayed intact. Rome prospered, crops grew, armies won, and the gods smiled. But if promises were broken, if oaths were discarded, if trust dissolved, then something far darker stirred. The Pax Deorum fractured. To violate trust wasn't merely immoral, it was cosmically dangerous. Romans genuinely feared that dishonesty or broken faith could bring failed harvests, military defeats, civil unrest, and divine wrath. This wasn't necessarily metaphor, this was metaphysics. Fides, then, wasn't a quiet goddess of moral niceness. She was a guardian of cosmic equilibrium. As long as faith held, Rome stood strong. When trust broke, the empire trembled. Though she has no personal myths, Fides is present in legendary tales that highlight the consequences of keeping or breaking trust. Marcus Atilius Regulus, for example, he kept his oath to Carthage even when returning meant certain death. His commitment exemplified Fides incarnate, showing that honor can surpass even survival. Loelia, a young hostage held by an Etruscan king, escaped across the Tiber, yet returned voluntarily to honor her promise. The king, who was moved by her integrity, granted her freedom and immortalized her courage in a statue, which was a rare honor for a Roman woman. Scipio Africanus, after conquering New Carthage, returned a young woman to her fiancé unharmed, declaring, "I wage war against men, not virtue." In each of these narratives, Romans understood that Fides was not abstract. It was a guiding presence, silently witnessing the choices of individuals and shaping their legacy. Fides remains deeply relevant in an era of broken promises, transactional relationships, and frayed trust. Embodying Fides is transformative. She encourages clarity, helping us discern which promises that we can keep and which commitments undermine our own integrity. She fosters trust in relationships through consistent, honest actions, creating bonds that endure. Fides also aligns our words, aligns our actions, and our values which cultivates inner harmony and authenticity. When we live by fides, our reputation becomes a magnet for opportunity, for respect, and even reliability. In chaotic times, her influence is stabilizing. Trust becomes our anchor, and integrity becomes our compass. Modern devotion to fides blends symbolic ritual with ethical practice. Offerings and symbols include white candles, fresh white flowers, small loaves of bread, or even personal objects representing trust. Ethical devotion, or the living embodiment of fides, is the most important. So keeping your promises, returning lost items, speaking truthfully, and following through on your commitments. Simple daily invocations such as, "Fides, custodian of good faith, guide my words and steady my hands. Let honor be my companion and trust my bond." These help align intention with action. You may want to consider one ritual reenactment, which is known as the bound hand ceremony. You can bring this principle into practice in your life. The item that you need is just one single white ribbon. And with this ceremony, you would wrap the right hand in that white ribbon while voicing a vow that reinforces the sacredness of personal integrity. Fides is not a goddess of spectacle or dramatic miracles. Her power is quite subtle, but it's profound. She is the invisible force that allows civilizations to rise, relationships to endure, and lives to be lived with honor. To walk with Fides today is to embrace integrity in a world that often rewards shortcuts. It's to honor your word, to cultivate trust, and to act with loyalty, even when it's very inconvenient. Fides herself is not necessarily flashy, but she does offer something deeper, a life that's built on steadfast principles, a heart that can be relied upon, and a legacy of trust that endures beyond time. And this is Fides, the Roman goddess of fidelity, faithfulness, and sacred promises. To invite her into your life is to really walk in alignment with the most powerful, stabilizing magic ever known, and that is trust.